Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
This week on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, I want to welcome my guests. I have two guests, special guests, writers. You know, the writers, the people that write stuff. I never had writers on here. Well, I had authors, but I want to hear from the writers what's going on. So we have Lisa R. Stewart and her mentor, Tracy Grant. How you folks doing today? How y'all doing?
Fabulous.
Doing well. Good to be with you.
Right on. So I guess we're going to start off with Lisa because I flagged her down to say, hey, Lisa, you want to be on my podcast? We can talk about this writers. Just the writers was on strike and all that stuff. I don't know. I don't keep up with it because I don't watch the news that much, but I know they was on strike. Are they still on strike?
No, the strike ended, 2 weeks ago Friday? Oh,
nobody told me.
Okay. Something like that. 2 weeks ago, Sunday evening, it officially ended that subsequent Wednesday. I don't remember the exact day.
It was before October 1st, so.
Yes.
All right, did y'all get what you thought you got or needed? Or just back to normal?
Yes.
We got pretty much everything we needed, we asked for. You know, the biggest to me was the AI. You know, I don't want AI telling my stories. I don't think they can tell my stories.
And, right.
Longer time in a writer's room, definitely needed. Everybody wants to do everything on the cheap and on the quick, and then they're shocked when the show doesn't make it. So,
but anyway. Need that human factor.
Exactly.
The heart and soul of humanity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So, Lisa, tell us your background, you know, how you got into writing, where you from, where you going?
Well, born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, South Side. Woo-hoo. And, so my journey started off quite differently than a lot of folks in the game, the TV writing game. I actually wanted to be an FBI profiler. So all my training was dissecting the criminal mind. I was 300 pounds and I said, okay, if I'm going to do this, I need to really get in shape. So I had the weight loss surgery, dropped 115 pounds, got my eyes corrected, contacted my local FBI, folks here in Los Angeles, and they took me under their wing. I would go running with them on Wilshire, behind the Wilshire building, go running Saturday mornings. They took me to the LA Gun Club to learn how to shoot. I attended and assisted in an autopsy on a murder victim. Anything and everything you can think of, I was preparing myself for that life because I think I'm good at assessing people and I want to put that skill to great use. Well, sadly, God had other plans for Lisa R. Stewart. On my journey, I was a writer. As you know, I wrote white papers. I actually lectured on criminal profiling in different conferences. And I took one of my white papers and I turned it into a script. And then from that script, I got my first agent. Before then, I met Tracy Grant. He was in the ABC Writers Program. And we just clicked and we've been together pretty much ever since. And, you know, I'd call him and say, oh, why is this so hard? It's easier to be a medical a doctor than it is to get into the writer's room. And here we are 10 years later. And I finally got into the writer's room because of Tracy Grant had a great show that he and his partner wrote. And they brought me in and that's how I got started. And that's a short version of a very long journey.
Cool. So for the people that don't know, what's a white paper and what's the writer's room?
Okay. So a white paper are academic papers that students or professionals write on different subjects. So, and then they're sometimes they're published, Sometimes they're used as thesis and for journals for on the like criminal profiling. There's journals on it. And so if I had enough research and all that stuff, it would appear in one of those journals. And then the writer's room is where all the writers get together and they break the story after it's been created. Tracy, feel free to jump in anytime.
Right.
And that's where we do. We sit and we go over, okay, this is the main character. This is their journey. And then we go create the story arc, figure out how long it's going to be. And I mean, it's a lot. It's a big process.
And it's often still literally a room.
Yeah.
But we kind of use it as a catchphrase, meaning the group of writers who work on the show. So the writer's room is that 3, 4, 5, 6 people in that room who put the show together and eventually write the scripts.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. It's almost like a brainstorming. Everybody's putting in inputs.
Yes, exactly.
Very much so. Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Tracy, what's your like your backstory of before you got started writing? What made you want to get into writing?
I'll give you the quick version.
Right.
So I was a music journalist, like late 90s. Came up in hip hop, very deep into hip hop and music. And I also wrote a novel. This is 20 years ago or so now. Definitely get you a copy. But I was interested in adapting my novel into a movie. I was in New York at the time and starting to take classes, trying to learn how to do it. I didn't know anybody here in Los Angeles. And in one of the classes, the teacher said, you know, the best work really nowadays is kind of being done in television, you know, particularly if you like drama. And that kind of stuck with me because I loved, you know, The Sopranos and The Shield and Law and Order, SVU, all these emerging TV dramas really spoke to me creatively. So that turned my interest to television. In order to break in, there are there are programs and contests and initiatives. You write a script, you send the script in, and either if you win the contest or do well in a contest, or your script is at a level where it can be considered, you can be considered to be in one of these writing programs. That's sort of a pathway in, so to speak. So, you know, I applied to 3. Fox had one at the time. I didn't get in, but I convinced the woman on the phone to give me some feedback. So I sort of learned I might have picked the wrong show and maybe I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. I kept at it. I'm studying. I'm taking classes now. CBS had and still has a writer's program. I got in the finals. I came out here for an interview. I didn't get in the program. But ABC and Disney also had one. And that year I got in, that was 2006. And so from there, I came out here. I had the good fortune to land on a show called Lincoln Heights. It's about a black family, a black cop. It's now on Hulu, but it was Freeform. And even back then it was ABC Family, their cable network. So that broke me into the business. Had a great experience doing that. But I had a long drought period after that show, over 10 years where nothing was happening in my career, like nothing.
Yeah, we both had to get day jobs.
I had been on a show, yes, had to get 9 to 5, but kept writing. I like to think I became a better writer. I kept at it. I had all kinds of ups and downs with agents, managers, lawyers. I would squeak through and get a meeting with an executive here and there, but it's like nothing was happening. And Lisa and I certainly encouraged each other during that time. Then in 2020, It was 2019 when the deal happened, but a script I wrote with another writer named Adam Starks in 2013 got picked up and became a show in the middle of COVID in 2020. Mm-hmm. And that show was called Lace. It's on the All Black Network. All Black is under AMC Plus, ALLBLK.TV. You can also get Lace on Amazon Prime and Roku. But I went from an unemployed staff writer to an executive producer in a very short period of time. And I was able to bring in Lisa. Lisa was one of the writing team for the show. We were fortunate to get a second season. So many, many ups and downs to get me to this place. And fortunately, now I've been able, like, I have a really solid team. My manager, Emil Collier, remember his name, Tiana Jackson, Jackson Agency. And so I am developing a book project with another company. None of that is guaranteed because they still have to go out and get the yes and sell it, get the green light. But it's going really well. And evidently, I've got some mentoring to do with my mentee here. So,
always,
you know, we just keeping things going, and happy to be here kicking it with you.
Cool. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys taking the time out. But is Lisa your only mentee?
Are you? Is she? Well, you know,
are you guys like friends?
Lisa's my sis. She's a dear friend, and so I'm teasing her a little bit.
Yes.
I know many, many writers. I'm friends with tons of writers. Some I've worked with, some I haven't. I had another friend who I was trying to get involved with season two of our show. She was interviewed, but it didn't work out there. I'm one of four EPs on the show. So I probably have a few mentees and newer writers or a little less experienced writers who, you know, I try to share jewels and knowledge, but we all support each other is the more important point. Like,
right.
I may have more credits, one or two more credits than Lisa. I may be a little further down the road, but she supports me. We support each other. Like, I don't support her or do anything for her any less than, you know, she does for me. So.
Cool.
So yeah, that's kind of how we operate.
A question about that 10-year drought, man. Did you think it was over because it took so long, or what had you to keep pressing through? Like,
listen, we don't even have enough time to go through it.
What gave you the?
I'll tell you what kept me through. I always had friends and family. I was never like without a support system, certainly. But I just knew, as I know now, like, I got the skills, I have the ability. I literally had done it. So that was the extra frustration. I had been on a show. I had written a script. I had received a freelance script even when I was no longer on the show. So I felt like to some degree I was proven, but every day, every week, every month in this game, you have to prove yourself, reinvent yourself, all of those things. So that was very difficult for me to deal with. Lots of writers and people I knew who I felt could pretty easily help me. They did not. Or I would meet with executives and we would seemingly have a rapport and vibe and relate to one another, but nothing would happen. So it was very, very difficult. I'm not sure in some ways what kept me going, but I just tried to get better and keep writing, and every day is a new day. Again, lots of encouragement from friends and family. And it was the furthest thing from my mind. Right? Like when I got the call that Lace was gonna, we had an opportunity to do Lace and somebody wanted it, I almost didn't even believe it. Like, it wasn't until I saw the press release and my name in Deadline, you know, in the trade publications, that it finally, I had to accept that it was actually going to happen.
Wow.
I've never been into trades.
Well, that's when you know, when you hit the trades in a positive way,
right.
That's when you know you're making. So I am so waiting on that.
Yeah, I just was able to keep the faith. And I did, you know, meet some good people along the way.
Yeah.
I came up with some good material later that I didn't have earlier. So, you know, you can't always blame the world or blame society when things don't go your way. You got to look in the mirror and deal with what you can control. And that was kind of, that was my point of view. But I, you know, I was never alone in terms of that support. So that was important too.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D. And up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Wow. 10 years. Yeah, a lot of people just throw their hands up like, I'm out.
Bro.
Yeah.
Again, we'd be here all day.
Yeah.
That's what
that's the hard part, too, because you think, well, maybe I'm not good enough. You have the whole internal dialogue, and then something will happen. Just when you feel like you're going to give up, something happens. Or you think of a great scene to write. I know that's been my experience. I've only been in the room once. But every day I write. That is one of my habits, as well as going walking in the morning. I also write before I actually go walking every day. And so I'll think of a scene and I'll start writing. And one scene leads to another, to another, to another. And I just can't give up. Because, you know, the FBI didn't work out in one way, but it's working out in another, a safer way. I'm not actually putting myself out in the streets. And now, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, that's got to be a gift, because I have a friend, a director, writer. He does plays and short film and all that. The mind of a writer is so, like, I can't even put a name on it. You guys got all these characters, these scenes. Oh, you see all that in your head. Every role, even what the person looked like or whatever, that's amazing. How your mind can compartmentalize all these different characters and see the whole movie.
Yeah.
And write it down for each character, scenes. I just don't have it.
Well, you might have more of it than you think.
Exactly.
Because many of us, and you know, it takes some training, but you're always boiling it down to certain experience. Like, so we're all human beings. So whatever story you're watching or reading, like your favorite novel, favorite play, movie, TV show, whatever it is, it always has these things. Like someone wants something, something's getting in the way of what they want. And if they don't get what they want, if he or she doesn't get what they want, there are going to be bigger problems aside from them just not having what they want. And so it often rises to life or death in the entertainment space, but it can be more internal and emotional. And so our job is to make those things clear for the audience so that you feel what those characters are feeling. And some of us are more naturally gifted at putting the plot together, the actual narrative, what happens, the story. Some of us are more, we have more empathy for the character emotionally, and you're just sort of dealing with where the character is, the place they're in emotionally. Some of us set up the world in a that's our gift there. Like you're talking about how our minds kind of go all over the place, but settings in the world. And so, it's a gumbo. It's a stew. You're putting all those things together.
Tracy always says, oh, good job in bringing in the gore. Cause I can kill somebody in a second and I can take you through that journey. And I'm so innocent.
That's where the FBI training come from. Seeing the scenes. And so it's real.
I've seen a lot. Yeah. I mean, when you experience so much, it's got to come out, you know? So I bring it out in the writing. I just need to put it all together.
So it's writing for like TV is about the same as doing like a movie. It's about the same. No,
the scripts are longer. The time, I don't know about the time frame. TV is ongoing, whereas a film.
Television is a little bit more intense.
Yeah.
Because as Lisa said, there's a real time constraint. Mm-hmm. Like whatever is happening, that next episode has to be ready to go in 8, 9, 10 days.
Yeah.
So it moves a lot quicker. And if you watch television, like the beginning of most episodes, like you watch a 1 hour drama, like it's moving fast. Like what's happening with the characters doing, that has to be set up quickly. Mm-hmm. But the storytelling, the concepts, the principles are not that different. Again, character wants, it's all hero or main character, goal, obstacles, and stakes. Right. So you're always dealing with somebody wants something, something's in their way, and there's going to be a problem if they don't get what they want. I'm simplifying it a lot, but that's really the starting place for all of it.
You just put it all together around that.
The time frame, you know, the movies, feature films, it's a much longer time frame. That's why they take a longer time to be released and done. And as Lisa said, the scripts are longer.
You think of a script story from beginning
right to
middle.
And it's one complete story, correct?
One complete in one shot. So 2 hour, 3 hour movies. We're doing, well, if it's a network show, 22 episodes.
Yeah. But a way to think about it, if a script, think of one page as a minute of time. Right. So a script for a 1 hour TV show, 60 something pages or high 50s. Mm-hmm. A movie script is going to be 95, 100, 110, mm-hmm. or even up to 120 pages. So that's just a way to think about it.
So Tracy, you was telling me about a book. Is that on the market where people can find it?
It is on Amazon. I don't know. Eventually, if you order it on Amazon, it's called Hellified. Since you were kind enough to ask me.
Oh, you got to let the people know.
Right?
It's been a long time. I started out.
Hellified.
So that's what it looks like. That's my first child. A lot of me is in that. I was inspired by my school days. I believe you can get it on Amazon, but it might take a minute for Amazon to get to me to place the order.
Oh, okay.
But it should come. And then there's a female writer named Tracy Grant. She's out of the Bay Area. I think she writes mysteries. So she has a lot more books than me. But if you're willing to do enough digging, you can find it. You have a copy coming for sure.
Right on.
And, you know, to quote Deion Sanders, like, I ain't hard to find. Like, I'm very reachable on social media. People really, really want to get a copy of Hellified. But, you know.
Okay.
And I want you guys to watch my episode on Lace. I wrote the 5th episode, season 1, called You Reap What You Sow. There's always a theme in every writing. There's always a message. And that episode was mine. So
right. Lisa's episode. Season 1, episode 5. So please check it out.
So Lisa, that means you wrote the entire episode?
Yes.
Wow.
But not alone.
Okay. You
know, collectively, the room wrote it, and I sat down and put everything together and wrote it.
Okay. That's your baby.
Okay. But I do. I do have three pilots that I'm shopping right now. Drama pilot. So hopefully I just got a new agent. His name is Philip Hawkins, and we'll see, you know.
I'll say it so Lisa doesn't have to say it. Lace was her first credit, but Lisa's best work is in front of her. Her best stuff she hasn't even done yet. I'm certain.
I believe that. Yeah. It's always a growth period.
I accept.
Yeah. So, Tracy, you have a website? Lisa?
I don't have a website. I am on Twitter at The Real Trey, TheReelTray, at The Real Trey. Chop it up with writers mostly on Twitter. But I'm also on Instagram, Tracy Grant 5439, TracyGrant 5439. Again, very reachable. It's helpful if you let me know where you heard this or where you got, you know, where you reached out. Like, that's helpful. We do get busy. A lot of stuff going on, and, you know, just really working most of the time. But, you know, I'm around. It's in any folks of yours, folks of mine, that's kind of how we do things.
Yep, I'm going to introduce you to my friend Adele Wallace III. That's
quite a name.
I call him the Tyler Perry without the billions.
Well, billions yet. Let's not limit that dream.
At the moment, yeah. But I'm saying he is the brain like that. It just, the guy writes, and I'm always in awe.
Well, it sounds like he's doing it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't understand how y'all do it. But I, like I say, it's got to be a gift. Because I might can write a song or two and stuff, but the place.
See, I couldn't write
show,
a song.
To do a whole show with each individual characters, with the emotions and all the problems they come with, that's amazing to me.
Yeah. It takes some doing.
It does. It takes a lot of writing. And the whole thing about writing is rewriting. That's all we do.
Ooh, rewriting. Well, you start off with something and then, let's change this.
You can change it if it's not vibing, if it doesn't make sense, we have to make it clear.
Anything you want to do on a high level, you want to do it with quality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. You are podcasting, you're producing a show, you are a content creator yourself. You want it to be
quality.
Good.
Yeah.
Impactful. You know, it's going to take a little bit more time. You want it to be impactful. It doesn't always come together that way the first time out. And, you know, nothing worthwhile is without some effort.
Right.
You know, if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. I have a few mentees I started with podcasts.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Get them started.
I remember when you started yours.
You don't remember. I'm only about 90 episodes in.
Yeah, I remember. But you stopped me. I'm going to start a podcast, and you gave me a flyer.
Congratulations. That's nothing to shake a stick at.
Well, right? I needed to start the podcast to keep my sanity from the crazy world.
Right.
So I can talk to regular people. We can have regular conversations without all that crap.
No doubt. But I'm certain you've gotten better as the episodes have moved along because you've been able to incorporate everything that you learned.
90 episodes. I feel like I may need to write a TV show around your podcast, but, you know.
That's not nothing.
Let's do it.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know where to find me.
I know where to, and you know where to find me.
Yep. So, yeah. Oh,
Your audience can find me. I'm Writer Stewie on everything. WriterStewie. Writer Stewie.
I'll have all those links in the bio. So whenever they find a podcast, they'll have all those links where they can click and find you guys. Perfect. Yeah. And then if you guys have any questions, for you guys, then they can ask you to reach out and find your stuff. But this is the part of the show where I have my guests leave the positive life nuggets. You even gave a couple of them, but this is my segment here.
All right.
Encouragement, you know, stuff. People might want to start writing.
Just when you think you just have had enough. I mean, I can tell you from experience, I was facing foreclosure. I lost my job. I anything you can think of was happening. And then I got a call from Tracy. And from that moment, I am so happy that I did not give up. I can't give up. So don't give up. Keep writing.
I would just add to that. It's possible. Whatever your goal or your dream is, whatever it is you're working on, and you think you're not at that place and you're discouraged and it's not going that your way, it is possible. Aside from that, tell your loved ones how you feel.
Absolutely, every day.
Like, squash the BS beefs. Life is very short. You know, nothing is promised. And do something for someone else.
That's right.
Help someone else. Really, you can take your mind off your own troubles and you'll feel better.
He's absolutely right.
That's why I harass everybody I see. Because you don't know what they're going through, you know?
You don't.
And if I can make them smile, my job here is done.
Can't put a price on it.
Yeah, sometimes people, is life so hard and they can't even smile. They don't remember the last time they smiled. So I'm always jokey and lighthearted and like, hey, what's happening? It might make them people day.
That's what's up.
And it makes mine, you know, seeing a smile, it's like, okay, we connect.
Exactly.
Cool. Every time I see Lisa, she always smiles. So that's normal. But yeah. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
I would just thank you again. It's nice to be on your show. It's a privilege. Appreciate the time. Thank you for doing what you're doing and sharing your talents with the world. Somebody out there is feeling this. We don't know. We haven't met them yet, maybe, but, you know.
And we may never meet them, but we know that we've influenced them to keep going.
So.
And I know I'll see you on Monday during my walk.
Right on. Let's see. I want to thank you guys for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Appreciate it. And the people will know who you are now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Hi, this is Lisa R. Stewart, and you're listening to Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check me out at Writer Stewie on Instagram.
Hi, this is Tracy Grant, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check me out on Twitter at The Real Trey, T-H-E-R-E-E-L-T-R-A-Y.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.